Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good afternoon, everybody. A hump day edition of the PM Team, a day that will change me forever. I'll be getting my nipples pierced here at 7:30, 5.5 hours, 5 hours and 29 minutes from now. Not that I'm counting.
Yeah, that's
down
already
the minutes.
That's already a bad sign right off the bat. Good afternoon, Pony. I don't like that you're counting minutes now.
Yeah.
It's starting
to sink in. I felt a calm come over me this morning when I woke up. I keep telling myself that thousands of people every day get their nipples pierced. Mm-hmm. But there's still an onslaught of people that have expressed to me how painful it is, and especially how much the second one hurts.
Rachel, who works in our sales department, now I don't think she's had it done.
Okay.
But she said, based on people she knows who have, she said, I'd still rather take childbirth. And she said, childbirth was very painful. She said, I'd still rather deal with that pain based on what I've heard.
That sounds like a horrible review.
By the way,
this is
Donnie,
a woman who
I believe
has multiple children, so, like, I mean, she would know.
Donnie here for the first time with us.
Yeah.
They let him out
Love
of his
this.
Lair.
And what
a
shirt he
event.
Has on. I just
it
can't
says,
believe it.
Pony said it would. Where did you get that?
It says
our friends at Keystone Custom Apparel.
Is that one of one?
It may be. I think he may have made one for himself.
So it says that on the front, but what does it say on the back? Pony said it would.
But it didn't. Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm a little jealous of you, man. Like, that's a Pantheon level shirt. That's a Mount Rushmore t-shirt. The but it didn't is just, it really is perfect.
Like the old Joe DiNardo thing.
Did he come up with that on his own, or did you tell him to make one for you?
No, this was all on his own. So after that game, like,
what a delight.
Maybe 15 minutes after that game ended.
Yeah.
He shot me a DM and said, I have an idea for a shirt. And then he sent me, like, a picture of it and said, would you wear this at some point? I can bring it in tomorrow when you're on with Joe, because this was a Thursday going into a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, man, that'd be great. And I could, like, show it to the people on YouTube. We can,
yep,
you know, do all of our content stuff with it. So he was all for it.
I want to get to the YouTube part of this, and then we'll talk about the man of the show might be me, but the man of the hour is Malzy. As summer of Malzy rolls on. This will stream on YouTube at 7:30. We've had confirmation on that.
Jeez.
So there will be a show going on at 7:30, but our YouTube is going to switch over to a live stream of me getting my nipples pierced down here at Mike's.
Yep.
Tickets are no longer available online, but you can come here and buy tickets at the door. It's $33. All the money goes to McGee. And their breast cancer research division. We found that out yesterday when Michael Anakin came on the air with us, the CEO of McGee. They're going to have some people here. We're excited about that. We're going to have Mario Lemieux, not in person, but he gifted us a signed jersey to raffle off once he found out about
this.
That's
going to be badass.
Mason Heinchel, who I don't think has done any signings or anything like that yet, because with being a true freshman, Pitt has him under lock and key. But he graciously signed a football for this event. So I think it's the only signed piece of memorabilia from him that's out there. And that's going to be up for grabs, too. And there's not a hotter name right now in Pittsburgh sports than Mason Heinsohn. So I think it's cool that he is taking part of this and some other things. We've got tickets to a Paul Skeens start at PNC Park with the three of us for people to bid on. So that's going to be here tonight starting at 6, but the door – well, technically you can come here whenever
come
you want.
Come down right
but
now if you want.
5 o'clock is when they'll start checking for tickets.
Pony.
Yes.
The YouTube chat, just a smorgasbord of reactions to what you're about to go through. Pony's lying. He can't wait to get those nipples pierced. He's excited.
I've seen and heard a lot of that.
He's titillated.
Well, there was a certain author in town that said that Pony's secretly very excited about it.
Yeah.
Not one I've heard of, because his books must suck, or else I'd have heard of him.
Jeez. Yeah, that is true.
I'll fire
well, I don't
back.
Know about his books. I haven't read his books, but...
I haven't read much of anything he's done.
They've wanted us
anyway,
to talk about his books on the air.
Pony's excited. Don't let him fool you. Everyone handles pain differently. Knowing Pony, he'll say it didn't hurt that bad. I like this one from Brian. Pony is a Mets fan. He's definitely familiar with pain.
Good point.
Buddy, this is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of the Pirates. You think you're familiar with pain? We were born in pain. Okay.
Well, it's all going to take place at 7:30, but you are the man of the hour because of your Art Rooney comments from yesterday.
Yeah, they seem to do numbers, as
that
the
have gone
say.
Viral for saying that. Why are you putting your finger in the air?
That's good content right there. That's hashtag good content, engagement. We got it all, baby.
You said that Art Rooney, too, is doing a horrible job.
Yep.
I don't think he's doing a horrible job. I don't think he's doing a good job. I don't think he's doing anywhere close to a great job, but... explain to people why you would say an owner that has a winning record and has never had a losing season, just like Mike, is doing a horrible job as the man at the top of the Steelers organization.
So I have a couple reasons. I mean, I do apply the standard that they hold themselves to any conversation that involves evaluating the job he's doing, the job Mike's doing, etc. Like, I just think that's fair. The job a GM's doing, because they always talk about having a championship standard as an organization. They hold themselves to that since, well, I'll just even go back to 2016. That season is the last time they won playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, plural. They beat the Dolphins, obviously, we know, and it was a source of a great trivia question on Fan versus the Fans. They beat the Chiefs in a muddy, messy game, and then they lost to the Patriots.
Yep.
So now you've gone through the 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and I'm feeling like it's going to be 25 seasons. That'll be 9 seasons where I don't think they will have won a playoff game. It doesn't feel right now like they're even going to make the playoffs, let alone win a game.
Donnie said they're going to lose the division lead before Thanksgiving.
He might be right.
Do you still feel that way, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
I saw a power ranking today, Pony, on PFF, and I'll take it for what it's worth. They're probably
have
a different view of things. But, yep. I mean, it's, like, reasonably aligned with, like, the standings. They have the Ravens 6th at 3-5. 6th. They have the Steelers at 18th, okay? Here's my thing. So we're probably looking at 9 straight seasons without a playoff win. Not only that, we're looking at really that same amount of time without a competitive playoff game. The 17 game against Jacksonville came, you know, down not quite to the wire. The Steelers got a touchdown with, like, no time remaining.
And you think that constitutes horrible?
Well, let me get to the rest of my argument here, and I won't try to take all of our time. I think that's number one. You hold yourself to this championship standard, but then you and family members of yours have said things like, well, we've performed above the mean and given these milquetoast endorsements to just being slightly above average. Art himself, I think, has looked really out of touch when he said things like, kind of not talking down to the fans, but addressing fans' concerns and frustrations by saying, you know, we are competitive every year. That doesn't align with what historically has been the standard of the franchise. And then this is...
well, what should be the standard of the franchise?
Well, the standard of the franchise... like, I have no problem if you say we are a team that is going to rebuild a little bit here. Like,
yeah,
it might be a soft rebuild, but
right,
they never want to do that. They
okay,
always act like they're in it to win it big time. And if that's how you act and that's your posture, I'm going to judge you on that, even if I think you're being unreasonable. The fact that they are not reasonably in it while they say they are is a reason I think he's doing a bad job, because I think he's out of touch with how you have to build a winner in the NFL.
That's their objective, and he's woefully falling
woefully short
of it.
Okay. Just to use a quick example here, the
yep,
New England Patriots had a very ugly divorce with Bill Belichick.
Sure
it was
did.
Bad. Then they biffed the hiring of the guy after him, and
yep,
it was really bad.
Uh-huh.
They did, though, one thing in that whole span of time. They managed to be bad enough to draft Drake May. Mm-hmm. They look like, and they hired a good, like, I don't think Vrabel's like God's gift to coaching, but I think he's a better than average coach. He's a good
100%
coach.
Agree with that.
Okay. They also brought back, yes, Josh McDaniels for his 18th tour of duty there, but he's doing a great job with May.
He's a good offensive coordinator.
They look like a team that's on the rise and that will be there again because they endured, what, three bad years, we'll call it? I think that's fair to say. Three bad seasons post-Brady?
Yeah, what, 22, 23, 24?
24. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So three bad seasons, really bad seasons.
Yeah, they made the playoffs 1 year with Mac Jones. Now, they got destroyed in the playoffs, too.
They did, but they acknowledged that that was not the right pick at quarterback, and they moved on from it, and they got out from under it. They're set up, I think, to be a really good team for probably the next 10 to 12 years if May is healthy because they've got the most important pieces in place.
Right.
Here is why I say Art Rooney's doing a horrible job. Robert Kraft, to some extent, knows what it takes to win in the NFL because he won a ton and he saw what went into that.
Yep.
Art Rooney II maintains a very small coaching staff, which I know the Mark Caballis and other people of the world say is not a big deal, but it is. You have more brain power on staff.
He says that?
I think a lot of the people who cover the team locally, Mark has definitely done it, kind of like poo-poo it a little bit. Like,
okay.
That's much ado about nothing. I'm not saying Mark just automatically says, you shouldn't talk about that, but I think those guys say that that's an overblown story. There's a little like defending of the way the Steelers do things. They don't hire coaches that are in demand. He doesn't force Mike to hire young up-and-comers on either side of the ball. Mm-hmm. They never have coaches who haven't been head coaches beforehand or been OCs beforehand move up the ladder. When is the last time a guy started on this coaching staff? And this does start with the owner because you can pressure the coach to actually cast a wider net. When's the last time they had a guy who started as like a wide receivers coach, moved up eventually and got like an OC job, then took a job somewhere else?
I mean, they had Montgomery, who went from receivers coach to college head coach, but it wasn't at a big school. It was at East Carolina.
But I don't consider that a step up because it's not in the NFL.
Right.
You're going down in talent level.
He didn't go to a
big-time
program. He went to his alma mater or whatever it was.
The point is that there isn't a track record of, like, from forget about Mike Tomlin's coaching tree.
Yep.
There is not a lot of brain power as far as, like, in-demand coaches. So you're not assembling, like, a great staff of visionary minds who are doing things interestingly and differently than the rest of the NFL. You have allowed your head coach to just have this as his own personal fiefdom, basically.
I'm surprised, have left out, I think, a key point to your whole argument.
Well, I was just kind of unfurling the whole thing.
But I think one of your thesis points should be you think Art had a lot to do with drafting Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
And if R influenced that decision heavily, then that's a decision that set the franchise back.
It absolutely is. And it actually did not – well, it set them back because they haven't tried to find a new young quarterback. And they haven't – they also have never – and I don't think Kenny was ever going to be good. They have never shown themselves to be willing to surround a young quarterback with the kind of ecosystem that helps get the most out of a player.
Right.
That's one thing. He absolutely was instrumental in drafting Kenny. I think he did not want to pass on Dan Marino 2.0, even if you had eyes and a functioning like cerebellum, you knew that you weren't looking at Dan Marino 2.0. You were looking
it was Joe Burrow.
A high floor, low ceiling guy, I think, was what most people said. And this is broadly speaking, I think, my biggest critique of Art and why I say he's doing a horrible job. I do think that matters. Like, owners who care too much, I think, and want to be the center of attention can inhibit franchises. I think Jerry Jones, by and large, does that. He wants to be the center of attention. He cares too much. He likes Jerry Jones being front and center. That's bad for them. But I look at what Jim Irsay's daughter is doing on the sideline.
Yeah.
Headsets on. Mic is flipped up. She's taking notes because she cares, because she wants it to be good. Like, if they were 4-4 or, 4-4 or 3-5 right now, people would be mocking that. They're not. They're 7-1. And she clearly gives a crap as to what's going on the field. That's her whole thesis. I want to know where the inefficiencies are, what we could be doing better, etc. I don't get any of that from Art. I get from Art that he signs Mike Tomlin to an extension every couple of years, says, have fun, and sits in the background.
And he said in that clip we played from January, he's a great coach and we're lucky to have him.
I really do not believe that it resonates with him that like this is a public trust, in a sense, the Steelers, and how important they are to so many people. They're not important like that to him. They're a business to him. He runs them that way. And the last thing I'll say is this. Probably the biggest reason he's doing a horrible job is all of this combines to be just a status quo kind of guy. The NFL's not a status quo league, and I think if you watch the Steelers closely and have done so since this playoff win drought started, what you see is a league that has passed them by in many significant ways, and you see an owner whose posture has not changed to reflect an attempt to change with the times whatsoever.
Do you agree with Malzi that Art Rooney is doing a horrible job as Steelers owner? 412-928-9370. There is his, what would you call that?
That's my elevator pitch for why I think he's doing a horrible job.
Do you agree? 412-928-9370. We also have coming up next segment, something we call the fan versus the fans. We do a lot of trivia games amongst ourselves. We flip it for this segment. You can call in right now to 412-928-9370. Pick one of us, stump one of us, and if you stump us, if we get it wrong, $25 gift card to Rival Sports Bar, premier place to watch sports in Pittsburgh. 412-928-9370. Last week, a kid asked the question, who pitched the first no-hitter at PNC Park? I said Homer Bailey. He said wrong. It was a kid in the Whippeel. And technically, he was right. 412-928-9370. Yes, he caught me on that one, Malzi, that technicality.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the fan versus the fans. Call in now and flex your intellectual muscle. 412-928-9370. Show the guys how much you know by stumping them with a trivia question that will bring them to their knees and cause their sports minds to explode.
Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Rival in Fox Chapel Waterworks in Collier Town Square at 2:21. Time brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. All right, so we've got about 29 phone lines. Here's the issue. Almost all of them have people champing at the bit to react to Malzi. That is the power of Malzi's rhetoric.
What did you think? Did you like the opening soliloquy? You kind of just let me go on the old soliloquy train.
It was your take. I wasn't going to commandeer it or steal it, and I wanted you to...
No, more about the delivery. Did you just enjoy the... Was it mellifluous? You know, it flow nicely.
What time are you going to have that hour?
I'm going to do that Saturday morning, I think, at 10 a.m.
The mellifluous, 10:05. The mellifluous sound of my voice.
Oops, I dropped my phone. Anyways, so we only have one person currently on the line who wants to ask a trivia question. And it's predictably our number two fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Who loves to stump us with these things?
Hey, guys. So this is going to be for Pony.
Of course. Haven't I suffered enough, Jeff? Apparently not.
Well, I mean, I get that the timing is bad because of what you're going to go through tonight. And I also would like to apologize. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I'd love to be there, but I have other plans, so good luck. But I've been wanting to ask you this one for a couple of weeks, so it actually is not even related to you having to go through other pain tonight.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a Penguins question since they're off to a unpredictably great start. So November 12th, 1988, a trade was made by Penguins GM Tony Esposito. It's the only major trade that he made in his very short tenure as Penguins GM. And he acquired Tom Barrasso and a third-round pick for the 1990 draft in exchange for these two players. And if and before you decide whether this is fair or not, I will say that these two players were not nobodies. One played 1,000 games in the NHL, and the other one played 500. So I need you to name both the players that the Penguins traded in order to acquire Tom Barrasso and a third-round pick in the 1990 draft.
Boys, do you guys think that's a fair question?
For you, because you're...
human computer.
Yeah, for you it's fair. I mean, I know...
And they're not nobody players.
So they traded him... It was what he was on the Sabres,
yeah,
wasn't he?
He was.
So it would have been two guys that ended up
he
on
won the Calder there.
On, ended up on the Sabres and had presumably at least for part of their career in Buffalo long-ish NHL careers. One played 1,000 and one played 500. I think it's fair for you because I think you know it.
I don't off the top of my head. I'm really like racking my brain right now thinking about it. I don't think it's an unfair question.
No, because he's a obviously a goalie who backstopped him to two Stanley Cups.
Here's my issue with this. Okay, I'm going to just talk this out. My issue is, A, I didn't live through it, so that hurts. B, not to say it's obviously a very significant trade.
I think I know one of the names, believe it or not.
And it happened at a time when the Penguins were starting to become a relevant, legitimate team.
But what year again?
88. I got to be honest with you, though. I don't think I've ever in my life clicked on Barrasso's hockey reference page and looked at the trade. So the only way I would know it is if I had heard it and retained it from hearing somebody mention it.
Jeff, can I try to give him a lifeline? Because I'm pretty sure I know one of the two. I don't know the other one. Can I try to give him one of two and see if he can pull a miracle off?
Well, you know what? Before you do that, I will also say that I wanted to ask you this one a couple weeks ago because one of the guy's names was actually mentioned during the broadcast on opening night. So there's another hint.
All right, can I give him what I think is one of
opening
them?
Opening night.
Can I give him one and see if he can go one
Penguins
for one?
Penguins opening night?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Malzie.
I think one of them's John Cullen.
And you would be incorrect.
Yeah,
damn it.
I knew that was wrong.
Was one of them Doug Bodger?
John Cullen was part of the Ron Francis trade.
Damn it. Was one of them Doug Bodger?
Yes, it was.
Wow!
He was the one that was mentioned on opening night of Penguins versus Rangers. They brought him up because he was the other 18-year-old in the lineup on opening night in 84. And
that's
they were talking about Kendall and Brunick.
That's right.
So Doug Bodger is one.
Who's the other?
Darren Shannon, who was also a former first-round pick.
All right, put him on hold, Charlie.
He won. Hey, at least I pulled Bodger out of a hat.
Man. Hell of a trade.
They made a ton of good hockey trades back then. They had a couple of just dynamic hockey trades that were made.
We need more of those in sports where it's just both teams are not like in tank mode or contender mode and they're making a trade.
Just you need this, I need this, let's do it. You know what? They actually made
which
one
happens
of,
in most fantasy football leagues.
Honestly,
unless you're in some kind of weird dynasty where the next year
honestly
matters.
Honestly, though, now that I think about it, the Penguins' second run of a back-to-back was sparked, I think, primarily by that exact kind of trade. Hornquist for James Neal was absolutely a hockey trade.
All of their runs have been.
I'm saying I always associate the 91-92 run with like a couple big-time trades, including ones that really shook things up.
Right.
Getting a gritty, like, power forward type, grimy front of the net player for somebody that just wanted to stand around and, frankly, snipe.
Yeah.
Which Nashville had none of.
Yeah.
That was an actual hockey trade.
I remember arguing with Cook about that trade because Ron's theory on it was I can never advocate a trade where I think you gave away the best player in the deal. That was his take.
I think that's usually a sound thing, but I think the fit was so obviously needed on both ends of it that it worked. Did he say that right in the immediate aftermath? I hope he didn't say it.
Yeah, the next day.
Okay, yeah. James Neal's dad, by the way, one of the nicest people I have ever met in my life.
Congratulations on all your
success. James Neal's dad would show up to the Cambria Suites once or twice. Shows up, he goes, hey, I've heard a lot of good James Neal talk on this show from me and Joe. I have four tickets tonight to the suites. Can you guys use them?
Wow.
And I couldn't that night, but he was – because Neal had a reputation for being kind of a jerk, frankly. Like, tough to deal with. His dad was the single, like, chillest, nicest person I have ever encountered in that
Malzie,
setting.
This is incredible.
We know that Cook
– Peter Neal.
We know that Cook is a guy that likes money.
No.
Would you agree with that?
That's like saying I like bread.
Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves the value of
the
dollar.
He also did something that, like, gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. He would wear a sweater with no undershirt.
Oh, no.
So there was no layer between his chest and wool or whatever the sweat material was, sweater, sweatshirt material.
Yeah.
I've done that at home. Man, I don't think I've ever really done that in public.
Yeah. I think that's nasty, dude.
So do you think Ron would pierce both of his nipples for $100,000?
Yes.
If he could take the piercings out, like the he didn't even have to sleep with them in. He could just take them out like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would.
Malzi said before the show he wouldn't do it for 50 grand.
Well, I mean, when it's the summer and the year of Malzi, that money is really nothing anymore.
And why is that?
I mean, he's got endorsements coming out of his pores. You guys had that big important lunch this afternoon. I mean,
all an elaborate scheme to get you to say you're the big money line right there.
50 grand, he said no.
Well, wasn't the other thing we discovered about Ron that he was, like, weirdly old man jacked? Like, he had, like, the beach picture, and we were all like, I think Ron could kick most of our asses.
But I think I won't speak for all of us, but I kind of felt the same way about Starkey when he beat Crowley in that arm wrestling match and took his shirt off in studio and started flexing.
Yeah, they both have some old man strength in them.
Big time.
Would Starkey do it for 100 grand?
No.
Too afraid?
Well, I mean, we can ask him when he comes here tonight.
I mean, that's a lot of golf.
He doesn't pay for that anyway.
That's true.
It seems like he's got a lot of benefactors.
Yeah, he's
out
like
there.
Offended when he has to
follow us on Twitter.
Well, I'm distancing myself from that comment.
South
I didn't
Hills
say that.
Kia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Old school Penguins Flyers, right there. That affected the shootout. Sid wasn't allowed to participate. Flyers get the win. Flyers get two. Penguins get one. Penguins have a seven-game point streak. Still have the most points in the East. They are shocking the NHL world through the first close to a dozen games into the season. Tyler Kennedy joins us right now to talk about it. TK, what did you think of last night's game?
I loved it. You know, I felt like I haven't seen a hatred between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh in years. And to see it kind of boil over a little bit, it brings back some unbelievable memories. I can't wait to the next game because, like Ferrari said, guys don't forget, you know, especially when skill guys try to stick their nose in places that they shouldn't, you know, and I'm expecting a response by the Penguins. But again, like, I love how the Penguins are sticking together. I love how they're playing. But again, last night was very entertaining on both sides of either physicality and, you know, just a good game.
TK, do you think that, like, the way that all played out is a little bit of a departure from how it might have with Mike Sullivan still as the head coach? Because he was always a guy who said, just play. They tried to avoid a lot of those kinds of scrums. Do you think it might have anything to do with the new head coach saying, no, I'm going to be a little bit different about this. If the rough stuff starts, I'm fine with you guys kind of going after it here.
Yeah, I think he's indifferent to it. I think he's willing to let them go a little bit. You know, I think it's more the personnel the Penguins have. And do the Penguins have a legit tough guy? No. But do they have some guys with a little bit of sandpaper, like a Carey, this Witherspoon, this Parker kid? Like, jam this kid brings, like, unbelievable. Like, I think the Penguins need to start playing like this. The way Sully had them playing, where we either beat you with skill and outscore you, or we don't win, like, doesn't always work. And when you add that sandpaper element, like when you hear about championship teams, they always say, no matter how many guys have won, even in my era in 09, the game can go either way. We had the guys that can do skill and win scoring goals like we did against Detroit. And then we had guys like sandpaper guys. We had tough guys that when we played Philadelphia, when we played the Capitals, if you want to scrum it up and make it rough and tough, we can handle that too. So last night was great to see that. Like, again, it brings back those old memories. It brings back like some fire that I don't think the Penguins have had for a long time.
Tyler, do you think it's an open shut case that they keep Brunick and Kindle? What do you think?
Kindle, yes. I just think Kindle, the way he's playing, the way he's making plays, and he's actually an impact player and a guy that, you know, is producing. I think he's a for sure, I think, to stay. Brunick, he struggled, I think, 2 games ago where he didn't look great. But it all depends where the team is going. Like, what are we still looking to get these young guys in games, or these first 12 games give us hope and think we're like this deep playoff team? That's the only thing. Like,
so it doesn't sound like you'd kill him if they sent Brunick back, is what I'm hearing here, TK.
Yes, like I don't think it'd be too bad for him. You know, again, I think they have time with him. I don't think there's a rush, but when you do that, it's always like, what's better, him riding the bus playing a bunch of games, or him practicing with Sidney Crosby every day, being around some of the best players to ever play, and play what? Maybe they can get him in 30 games and then put him on the AHL roster and he plays all of playoffs in Wilkes-Barre or something like that. It's a tough decision, because there's a lot of different ways you can think about this, but again, I wouldn't be mad if they send them back.
TK, I understand, like, it always takes longer, almost always takes longer, unless you've got like a real prodigy, for a defenseman to figure out the NHL game and mature the way you want them to mature as a player. So I could understand Brunick a little bit, but I would say this. The game where both he and Kindle sat out, they just looked as listless as they have all year. That was just, there's a noticeable jump and change in this team when both of those guys are in the lineup. And I would almost think that in and of itself justifies dealing. Kindle to me is a lock. He better be up here, because I think he's just flat out good enough. But like, I just look at the way the team played and I feel like they might actually be able to serve both masters. These guys give you a jump. These guys give you a clear jolt and are good, positive contributors for the most part. So you get them developed, and you maybe hang around a lot longer than you think, or flat out make the playoffs here.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just when you have young guys, they bring a sense of energy every day to the rink. Like, when you get old, it's like going to work when you're old. You know, there's days where you're grumpy at work, you know, and days that, like, you've been doing it for so long that, like, it's like just another day. When you have young energy, every day is an experience. Every day they're excited to be there, and that rubs off on a lot of older players, again, because you see the energy, you see the enthusiasm they have for the game, and it rubs off. So I think, yeah, keeping them up would be good for a lot of different reasons. And when I played, when they had a young guy that was sticking around, I knew I had to play good as a veteran player. Yep. Because I knew he was there to steal my spot. It wasn't like, hey, this is your spot. No, they're bringing in young, fast talent. Like, you better bring it every day, because they want to play the next generation as soon as possible and push you out. So, again, this is a good problem to have for the Penguins. Again, I don't think anyone saw this coming 12 games ago, that we'd be having conversations or how good they're playing. So you got to give a lot of props to Kyle Dubas, Muse, for coming in and honestly handling a team that no one had high hopes. And again, the prospects, like, they're coming in and they're determined to make a name for themselves, which is great to see. And that's what makes you a good team. You look at their team now, what's hurt the Penguins the last couple years is depth scoring. Like, they haven't had depth scoring since 16-17. These guys come in, we got Brazo, we got all different guys scoring goals, and that's why the Penguins have been so successful.
Donnie calls Justin Brazo Justin Brazzers. Do you get that one?
No, I've never been on that site.
Gotcha. Thank you, Tyler. Talk soon.
See you, boys.
What an answer. Absolute A-plus comedic
He
timing.
Couldn't have answered any better than that.
Absolute,
I'm very happy with that.
Absolute A-plus from
Either
TK.
Is Austin Bechtold, apparently. Remember he told you that?
No. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. What was your response to that?
I said, I find it a little bit hard to believe that a single guy in his mid-20s
doesn't get the reference.
Doesn't understand what that is. I don't care how much church you attend.
TK said that at warp speed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.